Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. So my name is Lanique Jones, and I live in South Dallas in a suburb called Spring Hill, Texas. I am a vegan baker. We specialize in soulful vegan dessert that is nostalgic to your childhood. So we have an assortment of cookies and cupcakes, as well as pies and cobblers.
Awesome. Well, how did you get the idea to start this business?
So the idea actually came from my husband. So he's always planting seeds. I call him planting seeds. He'll say, "Hey, I think it's a great idea. You do this." And I'm like, "Nah, I don't think so." And then he'll say it a few more times. And I'm like, "I have this idea. I think I should do it." So it's actually him that started to plant that seed. How I became vegan, I have to tell you the backstory about that. So my husband and I, back in 2018, we started because we were trying to conceive. So we went the traditional route, and then we tried IVF for five times. That wasn't a success. So in 2020, we went to a holistic doctor, and she said, "Hey, let's try this." And so my husband and I, we both did like a 17-day water fast where we drank water and like a liter of coconut water a day. Then that began our journey being vegans. And that, it was just me learning how to, without using meat or using eggs and dairy. So I am a big cooker. I'm the one that cooks in the family. So family holidays, it's always at our house. So that was a challenge. And it was also a challenge for my family to come here and there's no meat. So I always have the sides, but they have to bring the meat. So that's how we became vegans and started this journey of baking.
Awesome. So can you talk more about what you would say makes you better or more unique than your competition? Because obviously there's plenty of vegan bakeries out there, but can you talk more about that?
So when it comes to vegan bakeries, in where I live in Cedar Hill, there's not. So in my community, there's not a vegan bakery. So they're more North Dallas, and not anything south. So it's more like a desert here, almost like it's not a food desert, but I guess just having different options besides having fast food establishments like Golden Chick. So here is actually a great opportunity for me to just focus on my community and make desserts that that they are familiar with, but also introduce them to veganism and let them know that it's not so scary. So I make it more inclusive. They see me, they see my husband, and they say, well, I'll try it. And that's one of my missions, is to get us to at least try.
Awesome. So can you talk more about what your business looks like? Is it like a storefront? Do you sell online? Like, where is most of your business coming from?
So my business is a virtual bakery. So it is online. So I have three areas or avenues that we sell. One is we do pop-ups and festivals. So that's how our customers can interact with us and also purchase desserts. But we also have an online presence. So we ship our cookies and cream pies nationwide, and we also deliver locally throughout the DFW. And then we also have a wholesale program. So we have restaurants, and we have we're working with an organization in New Jersey to have our products there as well. So we're branching out, not just to Dallas, but we have aspirations. I have aspirations of being nationwide.
It's amazing. So in terms of growing this business, how do you reach people? How do people find out about you?
Word of mouth is mostly how people have heard about me. I do have, the social media, and I have to admit, I need help with that. I need an assistant, that is, because I bake a lot. As you can tell, it was a little challenging even for us to have this interview here. But I am busy during the week as well as weekends. The weekends are for pop-ups and for festivals. So 7 days a week, I'm pretty busy. So I do need help even with social media, but it's word of mouth. People try our desserts and they love them. So I say that I'm lucky or blessed in that way that people actually like the desserts, because then they tell their friends. We've gotten orders from friends, from others, our customers, our family members. Hey, this person tried it. And even like with my husband, some of his business partners, they're not vegans and they love my desserts. And so I'm fortunate in that. And about my business, over 70% of my customers are not vegan. That's over 70%. So that speaks volumes for particularly, I would like to say, the flavor, the taste of my desserts.
That's amazing. So like you mentioned word of mouth, right? So when you're doing these pop-ups, are they mostly in Dallas, or like, how do people who live in a different state hear about you, you know, in terms of, you know, finding your business and buying your products?
Most of my pop-ups are here in Dallas, but some are larger, like Vegandale. So I did Vegandale last year, and I'm doing it again this year on October the 14th. Essence Fest, which is a big music festival, but it's a 3-day festival in New Orleans. And so we've garnered a lot of customers that way. They came and they enjoyed my desserts, and they still ordered now. To this day, they're still ordering desserts, and they're ordering for birthday parties or just because. I have several people who are, one is in Nevada. He just, an older gentleman that just love oatmeal cream pies and can't get enough of oatmeal cream pies. So he has a steady order of oatmeal cream pies. So that's how we've been able to get, and keep in mind, people visit Dallas. Dallas is a huge, huge city, the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. So people are, every weekend, there's a pop-up, there's something going on here. And people are actually visiting, and then they're going back to Chicago, they're going back to Virginia, and they're like, man, I had this, and it was so delicious. They're DMing me, I want more. And so we've been really blessed in that way, that the word of mouth, it spreads. And so people, word of mouth, and people actually enjoying our desserts. And so they tell their friends, and they order for their friends and their families. So
it's awesome. And I'm in Dallas too. So yeah, I know that in terms of the reach, like it's a very international city. You have people traveling from all over the country and all over the world. So, you know, to your point, I think when it comes to food, if somebody can taste it and they see the taste themselves, that is the biggest, I think, you know, positive, you know, affirmation, like, okay, like this is good. You know, I want to share it with my friends and my family. So in terms of, I was just curious, in terms of like technology, right? So what is the role of technology in your business?
So the role of technology in my business, well, we have to use technology, even if it's just your iPhone or whatever phone you have to record, which I do use. I don't have a fancy camera. I just have my iPhone and I do all of my recording. I'm going to step my game up soon, but right now it's just my iPhone. So we use our iPhones, and we also been, my husband's been really dabbling into the whole ChatGPT to help with even scripts to make it easier and messaging. So let me just tell you, I am the sweets creator, right? So I'll take a recipe, a lot of our recipes are family recipes that I've modified. So like our popular peach cobbler is nothing but my husband's granddad's recipe, and I just modified it. So I'm always creating desserts, but my husband is the back end. He is my business manager, he is operations, he is IT, he wears a lot of hats. And so he is the one that's always looking to see how we can incorporate technology into the business to make it seamless. And we're also looking, this is not necessarily technologies, but having VAs to help with a lot of tasks, particularly tedious tasks that we both just don't have time to do, but that are necessary, like bookkeeping. That's something that's necessary. You don't quite want to do, but you have to do it. Every quarter, taxes are due, so you have to do it.
Makes sense. So is your husband like a software engineer, or like is very technical? Like, you know, did he create like the website, or like what does that look like?
So he did create my website as well as my store, but he is actually an industrial engineer by, I guess, discipline, but he is more into acquiring manufacturing businesses. So he calls himself a self-proclaimed nerd. So he just loves technology. And so anytime something, he's always up on the latest and greatest, which is great for me because I don't have to be. And that's not my, I have to admit, that's just not my thing, you know? That's not my thing, but that is his. So it works well with us. So that's, yeah, that's my husband.
So is he like in the business, you know, work? So is he like more like on the back end, or is he like, you know, come with you to all the events? Because I think it's like, it's just interesting because it's very good when you have, you know, your partner in life, also your partner in your business. So, you know, what is, I mean, is he like, what does that look like for you?
So he has been for most of my events, he attends when he can. That's when his businesses don't require so much of him. He's kind of gotten to a steady pace where he has his people to kind of do a lot of those things that are for the business. So he has a little more free time. So when he does have it, he'll help me. But, and I will say he helps out a lot because let's say, you know, like when I have to do Vegan Dale or whatnot, he's the one putting up the tent. He's 6'4". So he's the one that's putting up the tent and hanging lights and doing all of that and carrying, doing all the heavy lifting. But for the most part, yeah, he is there. He's there to help and we work as a partnership. We really do.
That's amazing. So what would you say is the biggest challenge you're facing right now in your business?
The biggest challenge is, for me, knowing when to delegate things out and not feel like I have to do everything myself. That's the biggest challenge. I'll give you an example. I talked about a VA. We've been talking about a VA or a few VAs for a month. And my husband is like, you know, I'm going to just pull the trigger. And I'm like, no, I have it. I have it. So he's been ready for me to have some people to help. And I'm like, I have it. And that is, I don't know if it's just a woman thing or whatnot, that we feel like we have to do everything, because my husband doesn't have a problem. I see how he will be like, no, you take this and you take that. And I see that his life is so lovely. He's not stressed out like I am. So that's one thing I've learned was that I do need to, that's a challenge for me, is knowing it's time to go. It's time to let go. And it's not because I don't have, I guess, like SOP, standard operating procedures, because I do. I don't have it transcribed, but I have my voice, it's called voice app, and I talk it through, and I just need someone to even transcribe that. And I'm like, I'll do it at night. Well, at night when I come home, I cook, and I have to get, you know, it's just so much going on that I don't even think about transcribing notes or transcribing my voice. And so, yeah, that's my biggest challenge, in saying, hey, it's time to get people to help.
100%. I think delegation is the biggest challenge for many entrepreneurs. I think it's like, because it's like, no one's ever going to be as good as you. We just need to accept, okay, I'm going to hire somebody. They'll be 70, 80% as good as me, and I'll train them. And for us, like, we deal with that too, but it's like, you just have to do it. And I guess, like, just bite the bullet and say, okay, if I'm going to scale this business, I need people to come and work for me.
Exactly. And I do. And that's the plan. You know, I have up to 5 years, a 5-year plan on how I want to, or I see Neatly Vegan Sweets and how I want us to grow. So I can't do that by myself. So I am really working on that. And I may have to just let my husband bite the bullet for me and just do it and not even deal with it and just let him take care, honestly, because it is my baby and I feel so attached to the business.
100%. So in terms of your plan, can you talk more about that? Like, is the goal to be in stores eventually, or, you know, what is, I guess, like the bigger vision? Obviously you want to scale and sell more on your website, but like, are there certain stores? Like, if you could be in Whole Foods or certain, like, what are you looking at?
So eventually, like, that's more on the closer to the 5-year plan, is being in some of the box stores like a Whole Foods or Target. But within 12 months, we're working on having a food truck. What we've noticed is that bulk orders, although we get plenty of bulk orders, I want, you know, you always want more. So I want more. And what I've noticed is that when we're particularly at our pop-ups and our festivals, people are, you know, buying desserts is an impulsive decision. People don't just say, hey, you know, I'm going to just eat this dessert and that's, you know, however many calories. People are trying to be more conscious about what they eat. You know, I want to eat this asparagus, not really, but I want to eat this bacon wrapped asparagus or something before they say, you know, they think that's healthier than, you know, whatever. So, you know, no judgment here, but hey, so we've noticed that our customers will say, you know, I want, a couple of them have come to us and said, you know, I don't want to buy 12, a dozen of this, or even six. I just want two. How can we do that? And right now we can't do that because everything's in batch. We don't have, if we when we create a batch, it's a batch of six or 12. That's our standard. How we and that way we're not wasting our material. We have everything dialed to even ounces and grams. So we know how much is going into how much it takes or how much money I'm going to make off this half a dozen and a dozen. So in order not to be wasteful, that's just what we have to do right now. But if we had a food truck or a means, that is our next goal, is food truck, our next step. But we had a way to where people can buy onesies and twosies, then we're not being wasteful because other people are going to buy the remainder of the product. And so that's why our next step is having a food truck. And then from there, we're going to continue with our partnerships along the way. We're going to continue with that. But we're looking at not just local partnerships, but how are we able to, for instance, the Essence, how I met the organization in New Jersey is through Essence when we went to the festival. And I don't mention names right now because we're still in communication. We're still going along the process. And I hate to say with this, we're having conversations with this group and that group and it doesn't happen or it does. We just, you'll find out when we make the announcement on
social media. Yes.
So that one. And then we have another one, potential partnership for Florida based on Florida and in California based on being at Essence Festival. We're going to continue our partnerships, and these are actually potentially some huge partnerships. So we're going to continue our partnerships along the way, but we are going to continue to establish ourselves here, and especially in the South Dallas region, since there is a need for it here, and kind of just dominate the area that we're in, as well as we're going to continue to work those partnerships and move along nationwide.
Makes sense. In terms of these partnerships, can you just talk more about what that looks like? So you mentioned organizations. So are you just providing food for their events, or are they selling it through their, like, what would these partnerships, just kind of look like for you?
So no, they're actually selling the product. So so I'll give you an example of one of them. One of the organizations is a nonprofit organization, but they have a huge presence in New York, New Jersey, and they have several vending machines throughout the state. And so they're predominantly in food desert areas, or I won't call them food deserts because they're huge, but in areas where, because traditionally food desert means that you don't have access to fresh foods.
Yeah, vegan food, may vegan food desert.
Correct. Yeah, thank you for that. It's a vegan food desert. So they're looking for healthier alternatives or healthier options for the community. And so they have, right now, 32 vending machines and throughout New Jersey and in New York. And that they want to place my desserts in. So we're talking about huge orders. And so that's just one of the partnerships that we're working
on. Awesome. That's really cool. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
One piece of advice before starting, I would have to say to be patient. When I started, I started the business in May of 2022. So we just hit our 1 year mark this year. And, when you're first doing it, you're like, oh, man, I will have to say I'm an optimistic person. I really am. I think everything is going to do so well. And my husband, he's more like, let's pace ourselves. Like, no. So I made some mistakes in the beginning, like, for instance, at some pop-ups, just making too much product and not having to give it away. So I've already spent, and vegan, I'd use organic product. They're not cheap. And so at last year, when we looked at the numbers, I really spent a lot of money on baking material, baking supplies that I really didn't have to. So that was a learning lesson. So I would have to say to be patient. And it's okay. I learned that it's okay if you run out of desserts. That just means that you're in demand. Yeah, I think patience is the biggest key. Just be patient. And your time will come. Don't look at the beginning. I looked at others' pages on Instagram and like, oh man, they have 200,000 followers. And not knowing that, hey, but the business started in 2020. Everyone's journey is different. And don't compare yourself to others. And so last year we had a buzz. This year is even more of a buzz. And so we're going to continue this, and we know we're going to get more and more and more recognized. And so, yeah, your journey is your own.
I could not agree more. I think it's so true. And I think, you know, so many people want, you know, instant gratification nowadays. But to your point, everything is a process. You have to trust the process. You have to be making those steps. And some of these conversations that you're talking about, it takes time, and you're having them, and that's, you know, a step in the right direction.
Correct. Yeah, I agree.
So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or Instagram handle, like best ways to get in contact?
Yes, sure. So all of my handles is Neatly Vegan Sweets, and Neatly is spelled N-E-I-T-L-Y, Vegan Sweets. And why Neatly? Well, it's a play on my name. My name is Lanit, and it was my husband's idea to say, hey, let's have a play on your name. It's to call it Neatly Vegan Sweets. And it's as simple as that. So you're going to go to Facebook, on Facebook, on Instagram, TikTok. It's Neatly Vegan Sweets. My website's the same, neatlyvegansweets.com. And it's sweets with an S at the end. From Instagram or from my website, you can get to our store so you can view our menu, our local menu, as well as our shipping nationwide, what we ship nationwide.
Awesome. Well, Lanit,
so
thank you.
So definitely check us out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like, it already, like, I haven't tried it, but for me, I'm like, I have to try it. You know, it already sounds really good. And I think, to your point, I think people need to understand that vegan food, a lot of it tastes really good. In 2023, mm-hmm. maybe 20 years ago, it was different. But today, a lot of it tastes really good, and they have to go and try your product. So I just want to say that we're rooting for you. Thank you so much for your time. And hopefully we can chat again in a year from now or 2 years as your company keeps growing.
Awesome. And thank you, guys. I do appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
Bye.